Now, nearly all of Ireland's TDs and senators have suffered some form of threat, abuse, violence or harassment during the course of their work, and two-thirds of their political staff have had a similar experience. These findings and the recommendations of a task force examining the safety of politicians will be published today. The task force, chaired by former Garda Commissioner Noreen O'Sullivan, was set up by the Ceann Comhairle of the Dáil and Chiarlach of the Shannon. Tommy Mescal has more of the details now. And Tommy, we've heard first-hand accounts before from some politicians about the abuse and about the threats that they have endured. Does this survey now give us an even greater insight into the scale of the problem?
It does, Mary. It tells us that of those TDs and senators that took part in the survey, 94% experienced some form of abuse, threat, harassment or violence. It also tells us that this is an issue too for the people working for politicians, with 72% of political staff also experiencing such behaviour. We get an insight too into the type of contentious issues that politicians are abused over. So in the majority of cases, 67%, it was over immigration issues, then women's rights matters, followed by housing and homelessness and LGBTQ plus issues. And of those who received abuse, Mary, most are women. They're more likely to be younger politicians than older, and around half have had to increase security at their home. Not a huge amount, though, of elected members took part in the survey, only around 28%. It was commissioned by the Oireachtas and conducted by UCD. I think there's a few factors behind that low take-up, one being the fact that politicians may have been too busy to do it, but also you do hear from some TDs and senators that they're reluctant to talk about the abuse that they've received for fear that it can encourage the perpetrators.
So what was Noreen O'Sullivan asked to do, and what is she recommending?
So to coincide with the survey, the Ceann Comhairle and the Chiarlach of the Shannon, they established a task force last summer to examine safe participation in political life. It was a cross-party task force chaired by the former Garda Commissioner Noreen O'Sullivan. Basically, it was tasked with putting together recommendations to address the problem of abuse and to encourage people to participate in politics. Those recommendations, they'll be formally published in Leinster House later today, but some of them include further cooperation between the Oireachtas and Gardaí on security arrangements. There's a number of recommendations too to counter abuse in the online space, including an opt-in social media monitoring service for politicians.
And we'll hear more about that throughout the day. Tommy Mescal of our political staff, thank you very much.